Florida University graduate, but I always wanted to do that whole 90210 experience or like live in Melrose Place in Los Angeles and go to like those film schools and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And I never did that. So I applaud people who do that because I think it's so cool and just getting a higher education outside of the country. But where do you think the most popular place that students are looking to study is?
So I guess the UK. So I'm still sticking to that.
In
London, yeah.
It's got to be somewhere in Europe. Like, you just Paris makes sense. Emily in Paris, everyone's like, I'm going there.
No, right. Paris didn't even make the list.
No?
But very proud Canadians that we are to say that Canada remains the favorite choice for students when it comes to higher education. Despite the new restrictions and the impact that it has on international students, they are choosing Canada over the UK. And Australia. I mean, the U.S. is up there at 58%, but we're at 55.
Yeah.
So we're very, very close to the U.S. But they're saying that when it comes to those, they're really looking at Canada instead.
Which is amazing because we do have an amazing education right here at home. And it's a lot less expensive, you know, than going elsewhere.
Well, it's crazy going somewhere.
So expensive to study abroad, but it's so cool.
I know. So cool. I wish.
When you fall in love with a Dylan or... Well, it's great.
Okay, it's about the education. That's why we go to school, not to fall in love. Kim, save us from this one.
Well, overall, nice light Friday drive. So that's the good news. 20 East to Gallipoe, about halfway to DeLille. Gets crowded the 13 to 1st Avenue. 40 East Illichorts backing to about St. Charles Ave now. Then it gets busy around Côte-de-Liesse. And the Midwest is crowded from Pinneuf right through to DeCary. Talking about Canuck's 150th anniversary instead of traffic is ridiculous, but not as ridiculous as their prices. Canuck, a Quebec company for 150 years. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
All right, so it is cloudy right now. We could see some drizzling, but the good news is it should end by midday, and then we're going to get sunny breaks this afternoon with a high of 8, and then the next 3 days are going to be absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds with a high of 12, and then Sunday and Monday, sunshine with highs of 14 and 15.
What?
It is springtime. Yeah. Right now, though, 3 in Montreal.
All right. So, Claudia, you were asked a question yesterday.
Yeah, and I got judged for my answer.
Oh.
And I did not like
time.
It. Yeah.
That's coming up next. First, Rihanna Diamonds on the Beat. Good morning.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. like a diamond. So shine.
Good morning there. It's the Beat Breakfast Club, and Claudia, I got judged hard yesterday. What happened?
We make it sound terrible. It really wasn't bad. But I often get asked, you know, when I'm out and about, what time do you get up in the morning, right? Mm. And my answer is always the same, 4:28. And whenever I say it, people look at me and they say, wow, that is very, very specific. Why 4:28 and not 4:30.
So my question right now is, why do Lee, Kim, and I get up an hour earlier than you?
Because I literally live 7 minutes away.
Yeah. Wow.
And Claudia's just naturally beautiful. She doesn't put herself together like I do every single day.
Thank you, but that's not true. I put a lot of effort into this face.
All right. 4:28, but why 4:28? Why not at 4:30?
So I do feel like 4:30 is a little too late. 4:28 is like
120 seconds makes a world of difference.
2 minutes.
Yeah, it's 2 minutes earlier than 4:30. So to me, it makes sense. Like, it has to be four. And then my second alarm is 4:33 because it can't be 4:35 because then it's too late.
Well, why can't it be 4:30?
No.
You don't have to wait a full 5 minutes for a second.
I do.
I'm the same way with certain alarms, though. Like my alarm goes off, people ask me the exact same question, 3:25. Like, yeah. Why don't you just do 3:30? I'm like, nah, just in my mind, that extra 5 minutes does everything. So it's 3:25, mm-hmm. and then 3:27 is my second backup alarm.
Okay, what? Oh. See, I can't start my day like that because already you're making me anxious with the 27s and the 28s and whatever. I go in increments of five.
Yeah.
So 3:30, 3:35, mm-hmm. 3:40, 3:45. The fact that you guys are like starting your day on a... like 3:23 or 3:27 is kind of weird to me. I'm like, why? It bothers me. Maybe I'm anal that way, but it's got to be increments of 5 or 10.
I'm like that when I'm watching TV. If I'm turning up the volume, I can't have it at like volume 17.
Really? Why not?
It bothers you. It hurts me on the inside. Yeah. It needs to be at 15 or 20. And if that's too much, okay, you could settle for the 18 because at least it's a round number closer to the one. You can't do 17 because who does 17?
What about 16? What's wrong with 16?
It's one away from 15. You may as well go down to 15 at that point.
That makes sense.
Mine has to be even on the volume. It can't be an odd number. For some reason, I'm kind of like, I guess I judge the even numbers over the odd numbers. And I always think even is a better number to go with anything.
It depends on the number, no? Like for me, I love 11. So I'd rather, if I'm putting the volume on the TV, I'd rather go to 11 than 10.
That's
just because
that's
I love 11.
Anxiety! Me too.
Is there something wrong with us? Why? What does this
mean? There's a lot of people actually on the text line joining in. So I like to wake up on the 6. So 6:26, 6:36, et cetera.
Don't do 666. Don't ever do 666.
No, 666.
So do you ever notice how you notice certain numbers more? Like, okay, that's something that you set, so you know what it is. But I'm sure I know what you're going to say. What time do you always notice throughout the day?
11:11.
So for me, it's 12:34.
Yeah.
So there's an actual reason behind it. It's not that it's some mysterious power in the universe. No, it's not. It's just that our brains are trained to notice certain things, so you actually display more meaning to it.
No.
You look at the clock a lot more than just when it's 11:11. You know, this is Psychology Today. It's a lot more scientific and specific than Natasha Gargiulo.
No.
So...
do with me. I'm a big believer in the whole thing of like, what do you call that?
Numerology. Oh, me too.
I'm totally big on that. So if you constantly see 11:11 or 2:22 or something like that, it's a message from
the universe. So Kim is the same.
Oh, yeah. It's been insane. 5:55, 4:44, 3:33, every single day for like 2 years now. Right. The gods are trying to tell me something.
There's a message there for you.
The aliens are coming. That's what you guys are saying right now.
So I don't mean to up you, but I will anyway. So Natasha was talking about numerology. There, when I'm shopping for a home, which happens like every like 10 or 15 years, there are numbers that I choose to stay away from. Even if it's my dream house, if it comes to a certain number, I will not buy it because it's not a number that matches my vibe or what I want. Because your address dictates what your home ambiance will be.
I never thought of that.
Oh, man. Okay, wait. Hold that for a second. Hold that thought. I'm so curious. First of all, text us your address, not your street name. If you want to know what your address means.
The number?
Yeah, Claudia is going
to
tell us.
Or I'll tell you how to calculate it.
Even better.
And I'll tell you what each number from 1 to 9 means about your home.
Hold on. I don't know if I want to do this because let's say it's terrible and I've been living in the worst home ever.
It can't be that bad.
No, good news. I'm technically still a real estate broker. I'll sell your house for you. That's right after Charlotte Kardec and Betty. Good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club.
Always been loud. In a quiet way, I always feel alone. In a crowded place, I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know, I don't know. I get sad on my birthday, I wanna talk back. In the worst way, I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know what to say, I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie, I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me, but you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. Singing la da 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 da.
Seems like a good idea at the time, but then you got to clean it up. So just be responsible with your confetti use this weekend.
Do they still throw confetti? I think they don't throw confetti anymore. Uh-huh.
They throw rice?
Oh, I hated when they threw rice.
Yeah?
That's stuck in your hair.
I'm such an adult now. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Good morning. Talking numerology. So what is your address, the digits on the front of your house, actually mean about you and where you live?
Exactly.
And I think the reason why this is happening is because Claudia just let us know that she won't move into a house, even if it's her dream house, if the numbers don't correspond to her vibe.
Exactly. But there is a way to change that vibe. If ever I go through the list and you're like, perhaps I would rather live in a house, for example, 6, there is a way to change it. And I'll tell you how to do that at the end. But first,
so you're saying that no matter what the address is, if you live at 1,243, like there's a different meaning for every single number.
Okay. So, let me explain. Okay. Numerology works very simply.
Okay.
You have an address. Okay.
Yep.
You add the numbers of your address. Okay. For example, if your house number is 1234, you would add all of those numbers together.
So 1 plus 2 equals whatever, plus 3 equals whatever, plus 4.
It's going to give you a number, okay? So first you add all the numbers of your address.
So can you do ours?
Yeah, I could do yours for sure.
Let's do ours right now. So 4 plus 1. Okay, I got 20.
You got 20.
Yeah.
Okay. So your house is not a number 20 because you can only have a house from number 1 to 9. So you're actually a 2 because it's a 2 and a 0. So your house is a house number 2.
You keep adding up to the
exactly until you get one single digit.
Okay. So my house is a 2. What
does that house
mean?
Is a number 2, which means harmony, togetherness, and affection. Houses number 2s are one of my favorites. I have 3 favorites, and I really love that one. What about you, Lee?
Okay, so I'm 13. No, I'm 4.
Four. Okay, so the 4 is the house that I choose not never to live in.
Uh-oh.
And it's just because it means...
Well, you're not welcome to come over anyway.
No, it's great for most people because it means to be grounded and stability and to be extra productive. But it's the kind of house that you will live in forever. And because I'm more of a nomad, I don't want to move into house number 4 because I don't want to have to stay there for a very long period of time. But that's just me. So it depends on your personality. But you're raising a beautiful family. You love your home. So it's actually a good thing
so
for you.
Good for you.
Steph, okay? You hear that? We're stuck at our house.
But you're not... This is just what the house vibe is, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to go through numbers 1 to 9 now that you've calculated like what your number represent what your house number is. If you live in a house number 1, it's really good for independence, it's good for inventiveness and new beginnings. So if you're looking to start fresh, a house number 1 is the house for you. We said number 2, number 3, one of my favorite, creative, entertaining and fun.
Oh,
it's the
house
of communication.
What number is
that? 3. Yes, love that one.
For house number 3.
We've been through 4. House number 5 is really good for people who love adventure and travel and change.
Oh, I want that one.
So you won't necessarily be living.
I want that one.
In that house for a very long time. Or if you do, it's more of a pied-à-terre. It's the place where you will come and you go.
Vendu.
Number 6, this is my all-time favorite, love, harmony, and family.
Okay,
so if you're looking to raise a family, if you have many children, if you want some, you know, harmony, this is the house for you. Number 7, spiritual, introspective, reflective. They're really good for people who are psychologists.
Boring. Please.
No, it's great. And if you have a house number 7, it's even better if it's near water. So if you have a pool or if you live by the lake and you live in a house number 7. Number 8 is abundance, prosperity, and growth.
Oh,
a lot of money. And if you love red, you should add a lot of red to your house number 8. And finally, house number 9, generosity, compassion, and community. This is the house where a lot of people like to come to if ever they have problems or need to talk to somebody. You're the open house home.
Okay, so this made me very depressed because according to you now, I need to live in 5 different homes in order to be very...
I got the solution. I got the solution for you. What does it say about you, Claudia, when somebody lives in their car? You can go wherever you want.
You can go wherever you want.
Just go park in somebody's driveway.
That's a house number 5.
That's a house number 5.
Okay. And now if you want to change the vibe of your house quickly, what you can do is on the opposite side of your door, on the inside of your door, your front door, you would add the number that okay, I'm going to give you an example. If you live in a house number 5 and you want it to be a house number 6, you would add the number 1 on the back of your door. And now you have a house number 6.
This is so spiritual.
I'm a witch. No, I like that kind of stuff.
You can't just go to Home Depot, buy a number 1, slap it on the back of your door, and change the vibe.
You can. That's the way it
I'm
works.
I'm wondering how many people right now who are house hunting are going to use this and be like, oh, honey, we really like that house, but it's the wrong number.
But change it by adding a number in the back of your door.
What if you need to subtract 1? Do you have to buy the little dash to make it a minus 1? No? I mean, listen.
Anyways, I really believe in that, and I love that. So
the thing is, whether you believe in this or not, it's numerology. We all take focus on certain numbers throughout the day.
Yeah.
1111, me 1234, a house. The truth is you just gravitate towards certain things, whether it's the hocus pocus world out there or it's just the things that we notice. Whatever it is, it's so much fun to just keep our beliefs and stick to it, right? You do you, boo. That's what I'm trying to say. Kim, how are those roads?
I do traffic. Things are picking up. 640 East filling in at Arthur Sovey for the 13. 13 South slowing 440 to Henry Barassa. And again from Hickmore to the 20. 15 South, you're crowded the 440 to the Met. 25 South bogs down at Yves Prévost for that La Fontaine Tunnel outbound. Inbound, a little crowded around Île Charron. Champlain, busy but still moving well. Mercier, a little little busy in the approaches. Then it bunches up at Clermont for the 20. And a good look at the West Island is coming up next. Talking about Canucks, a 150th anniversary instead of traffic is ridiculous, but not as ridiculous as their prices. Canuck, a Quebec company for 150 years. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
The savings are in bloom at The Brick. Save up to 35% off sofas and sectionals. Visit thebrick.com for details. The Brick, saving you more.
Socks with sandals. A mullet? A face tattoo? It's time to make better decisions. During Nissan's Decide and Drive event, lease a Pathfinder or select Rogue models and choose from one of three great offers. A Nissan bonus up to $1,500. An accessory credit up to $1,500. Or 3 years of prepaid maintenance. Visit your Nissan dealer and make every decision a winner. Until April 30th, on approved credit, conditions apply. Details at Nissan.
Nothing's more classic than listening to The Beat's All Request Lunch Hour with Donna Saker, except maybe having a classic ritual at Saint-Hubert. Listen at noon for your chance to win a $100 Saint-Hubert gift card. More details at thebeat925.ca.
To get the barbecue started, you just open the propane tank here, then turn on the burners and just press that little red button here.
I think I saw on the internet that you need to open the lid first.
No, no, no. The gas needs to flow into the barbecue. Here, just watch.
Patrick Moran is celebrating its 65th anniversary. To mark the occasion, we're giving you lots of discounts as presents. Save up to $150 on your purchase. From April 11th to 13th, we're celebrating at Patrick Moran. Certain conditions apply. Happy birthday, Pat.
All right, your turn to play.
Okay, first clue. It's a family restaurant chain from Quebec.
Donald Donut.
No, that's American. It's Benny and Company. Next clue. It's something with layers with a crispy chicken patty.
Oh, a fried chicken burger.
Almost. It has a hot sauce from another local company. Not too spicy, just the right kick.
Got it. The new Buffalo Fried Chicken Burger from Benny and Company in collaboration with Fire Barnes.
Yes, that's it.
Woohoo!
Now available at all Benny and Company restaurants for a limited time.
Get ready, Kirkland. This weekend, The Beat is coming to iSode for an epic day of fun. Jump, flip, and vibe to the best hits while scoring awesome prizes and surprises. You don't want to miss this. Join us at iSode Kirkland this weekend. Visit iSode.ca for details. Let's jump.
Looking for a winning date night? Akwesasne Mohawk Casino Resort. Want a romantic dinner? Akwesasne Mohawk Casino Resort. Want to spin up some fun? Akwesasne Mohawk Casino Resort. Don't forget to document that fun time together, every second of it. You just might take home a winning souvenir, like John, who recently scored over 22,000 big ones, or Ramona, who took home just under 17,000 smiles of her own. Akwesasne Mohawk Casino Resort, your everyday escape.
April 10th to 20th at Chico, get a free Royal Canin can of cat food with the purchase of a selected can. And spring is the perfect time to protect your dog with 10% off Canine Advantix 2 flea and tick treatment. Chico, the favorite local boutique of all our local pets.
If you're hearing this message, now's your chance. That is your last chance to make the most of Tongay's $1 million sale, where you get one chance to win $1 million for every 100 spent. But it's ending April 27th, so it's your last chance to have the chance to win big with the $1 million sale. You got that?
Certain conditions apply.
Unlimited visits to La Ronde this summer for only $56.99. Only for a limited time. The Silver Pass is $56.99 instead of $79.99. And surprise, get a free ticket to Canada's Wonderland with your purchase. Details at laron.com. The Quebec Designers Big Fashion Sale from April 10th to 13th at Marché Balsecours, 325 Rue de la Commune. Buy local. Discounts up to 70% on your favorite Quebec fashion designers. Nadia Toto, Au Noir, and more. Braderie de Mode Québécoise.com.
Save big on designer glasses now at Gratianscaff. Until April 27th, save $150 on a complete pair with lenses made here in Montreal and designer frames. Chantal Gravel, optician. Bring your prescription or book your eye exam on grace-scaff.com.
Rental condos Equinox Saint-Élysée Phase 3 opens its doors. Join us at the open house event on April 12th and 13th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and take advantage of the one-month free rent and six-month indoor parking promotion. Inspired by boutique hotels, this three-tower complex offers prestigious common areas such as indoor and outdoor pool, tennis court, gym with Pilates room, terrace and barbecue, lounge, and children's playroom. Equinox Saint-Élysée in Laval, 3830 Boulevard Saint-Élysée West. Visit connexionequinox.com.
Nothing's more classic than listening to the Beats All Request Lunch Hour with Donna Saker. Except maybe having a classic ritual at Saint-Hubert. Listen at noon for your chance to win a $100 Saint-Hubert gift card. More details at thebeat925.ca.
Talk about an electrifying performance from the Hyundai Ioniq 5, part of Canada's most awarded fully electric vehicle lineup and the star of the electric forward line. And during the Hyundai Race to the Cup sales event, finance an Ioniq 5 at 0%. Plus, get a $7,000 bonus and up to $4,000 in government rebates for up to $11,000 in savings on all 2024 Ioniq 5 models. Wow, those numbers are hard to beat.
Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com for details.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous's Time to Switch event.
As if the interview process wasn't hard and tricky enough, now a major company here in Canada is about to make it a whole lot harder for you. And your kids. Watch out. Coming up in 3 minutes. Kim, how are the roads?
All the 20 East, the Gallipot backing to about Don Quichotte. Then it slows the 13 to 1st Avenue. 40 East, the Illitorts almost to the 30-40 split. Then it fills in at Cavendish. And the Met West is slow but moving from Lacordaire to DeCary. E-Box's 500 megabits per second fiber internet at $48 a month is the perfect internet to get lost in a YouTube rabbit hole. Details at ebox.ca. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
Ooh, yeah. You might been hurt, babe.
21 days, it's going to be May.
I'm so excited about May.
It's the Beat Breakfast Club, Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. And there's something that's on everybody's mind, whether you're going for a job interview or doing a big public speech at a private high school in Westmount yesterday.
So yesterday at around this time, I left early because my daughter was chosen to represent her school at a public speaking competition.
Yes! Yes. Good job, Leticia.
So congratulations, Leticia, and all of the other students from the private schools who were representing. And I was just so proud of all of them because, first of all, they were beyond articulate and had so much confidence. But it was so amazing to see what's on these teenagers' minds, okay? And a lot of the discussion was about ChatGPT, AI, what the future is going to look like, especially with AI taking over, and how we as humans are dealing with this transformation and how we are as humans on this world, and if we're taking, you know, too much things for granted, if we're being irresponsible, et cetera, et cetera. So it kind of like made me realize how prominent ChatGPT and AI is on the minds of everybody today.
So I think that generation even sees the power of AI more than maybe
absolutely
we do, right? And that's why maybe they're planning for the future a bit better than you and I. So Shopify, you've heard of that company.
Yeah.
Major Canadian company here. So they put a memo to like their staff saying, before you hire a new person in this company, you're going to have to justify it why AI can't do that job.
Oof. What?
Which is wild.
Wait a minute.
That hurts.
So before
you
hire an actual human, you have to tell me why AI or ChatGPT or whatever cannot do this for us instead of us hiring a human.
Which I understand it from the business point of view that you could take advantage of technology and what's at our disposal and save money. And it, frankly, a lot of the times, if it's overseen by a human, the AI is going to do a better job.
I think it really depends on what field. Okay, let's take the medical field, for example. AI may be able to detect something that's wrong with you way faster and more accurately, which is great because if we talk about early detection, that is something that's going to be awesome. But you still need somebody human
absolutely
to tell you what is wrong with you and have that human approach.
But here's where AI is taking over is the customer service industry, from, you know, service industry in restaurants to online or a customer. You know, you can't speak to a human being anymore anytime you have an issue with your bank or you have to call because you have a complaint or you're looking to book something online. It's always an AI generated assistant that's there to help you, and I can't stand it because they never help me.
No, you know, especially at a restaurant. Wouldn't you want the experience of the waiter explaining the menu to you? And you know, like that's part of the experience. I don't want a robot.
Hello,
you know,
welcome.
Yeah,
the
taking my order
is delicious today.
No, and bringing me my food. Right. I want none of that.
But sometimes AI is making a difference and is doing better. Like, have you Googled anything recently? And whatever you're searching, like, hey, best burger downtown Montreal, AI gives you a little blurb at the top that summarizes all the... It's amazing.
It's very helpful. I'm not going to deny that. It's helpful, but I don't like the fact that it's replacing
humans.
And now in the workplace, that managers are going to have to kind of fight for the human to work, because if not, like, the go-to is AI is going to do it for us, so we don't have to hire people anymore to do it. And I know it's a way of saving money, and I know that this is the way that the future is going, but it's kind of creepy to know that.
It is creepy. So collectively, let's try and find individual talents that we have that AI would never be able to replace. Like, think about it. If you're in your car right now, if you're sitting with your teens or whatever, what is that one thing that you feel that you as a human being, AI could never replace?
It's a no-brainer. It's human. It's humanity. It's human touch. You know, it's experiences. Oh, it's life experiences
that's
and
in most
stories.
So we do have the top jobs that AI can't replace, but I'm curious where you think, what skill do you have or what job can AI not actually step in and do a better job at? 92925 is where you can jump in on this conversation. Here's Apate, Apate on the Beat 92.5.
Baby, don't you need me like I need you now? See tomorrow, but tonight go crazy. Are you ready? Cause I'm coming to get you.
What can AI not replace? So inspired by Shopify saying that they're telling all their managers, before you hire somebody new, you need to justify why AI can't do that person's job.
This is so cold. This, like, AI can't replace a human being, their heart, their humor, their empathy, their compassion. You just can't replace that.
But you can replace the baggage that some of us humans bring to doing our job. So sometimes AI might be better.
No,
no, Lee.
I think we have to see AI as a tool. I think we have to see it as something that can help us out to do our jobs better, to perform better. But I don't think we should ever look at AI as something that can replace what we can do, because then guess what? We're screwed.
Yeah. So there are some things that are safe from AI. In just a second, I'm going to get the top. This is, by the way, from TechTarget.com that says the top jobs that AI will never be able to replace.
All right.
Tell you that, but your messages are so good.
We're getting a lot. I love, there's one person that says AI can't replace an esthetician or somebody who waxes or grooms you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well,
I don't know how comfortable I'd feel if a robot was doing that for me down there.
As somebody that's never done that, I have a serious question about that.
Yeah?
Because I would imagine it's awkward to get fully waxed, and you have a person all up in your business. Wouldn't you rather be a robot?
No.
Why?
Because then you need the awkward conversation that comes with the waxing experience.
What if they don't know what they're doing? No,
yeah.
I don't want any robotic thing down.
No.
I don't want anything there. No, not at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be better.
Okay, no. Okay. What about this? A lot of people are saying, like, special need teachers, dance teachers, special care counselors, psychologists, anything that has to do with the, you know,
analyzing.
Human approach. Yeah. I'm an elementary music teacher. I'm irreplaceable.
Oh my God. This is probably the best text. Being a parent. AI can't replace being a parent.
I've met a few parents that are questionable.
The next nannies will be AI.
You know what I do worry about, though, that maybe, and how scary is this? Do you think friends, to some degree, can be replaced by AI?
No.
No, but think about the support system you have in your life. Maybe you're a new parent and you're struggling. Instead of turning to your sister or your girlfriend and being like, I don't know how to get through this. What can I do? I need some advice. Maybe it's easier, judgment-free.
I already feel, you know what? I think as parents, we hold a lot of guilt. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have a lot of guilt when we kind of like, oh, can you babysit my child? Or can you watch my child? Because I got to go do this. Already you have the guilt of maybe leaving your child with somebody. Can you imagine leaving them with a robot?
AI? No, thank you. No.
Never. You're the worst parent ever.
So according to the tech community, the top jobs that are safe from AI to not be replaced and no time soon
are
social workers.
Okay.
Total sense.
Yeah,
that's good to know.
Okay. Skilled trades. Yeah. And a few, somebody just wrote in a locksmith.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah, right. Like a plumber, a locksmith, electrician.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All those things, totally. Doctors and healthcare workers.
Thank God.
Yes.
And this is one that I think will be the last to go. Performing arts.
Because
the arts is just something that you can't touch. You haven't seen
where they clone Whitney Houston or they bring people back from the dead and give a full show?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to. I would.
You proved me wrong.
Yeah, but I find that's really eerie to see.
I don't like that either.
A hologram of somebody performing on stage. They've done that, and I think it's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, you're not going to go see, like, for example, Mean Girls, which is coming to Place des Arts, or Hamilton, and you're seeing a whole bunch of, like, robots performing that live theater show.
That would be awesome. Just saying.
It's very futuristic.
I have an idea. You could use AI to your advantage. I know it scares us because we don't understand it, but it's probably the only chance you have to actually beat me.
That's right.
So pull up ChatGPT. Can't beat Lee. Coming up in just a few minutes. If you want to give it a show, text your name to 92925. Up for grabs. We got Spa Scandinav. We're sending you to the thermal circuits over at Mont Blanc. And we would love for you to finally be the person. It's been a few weeks now that no one's been able to do it. But
you got a tie. You got 6-6. Was it yesterday?
Yeah, but you see, you still can't beat me.
Okay.
Spa Scandinav invites you to slow down and experience the true disconnection. Text your name to 92925 now. Kim, what's up on the Rose Girl?
Oh, it's Friday, so a little lighter than usual coming off the Champlain. It fills in just after Atwater to get through Turcotte to carry north slow from NDG up. Mercier, a little busy in the approaches. Then it bunches up at Clermont for the 20. 20 East, Gallipot is yo-yoing between DeLille and Don Quichotte. Then it slows the 13 to 1st Avenue. 40 East, Illator's backing into the 30-40 split. It gets crowded around the 13, fills in at Cavendish. And the Met West is slow moving from La Cordaire to De Kerry. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
Friday and Saturday, enjoy the best live performances and groove to the best classics during the Casino de Montréal's Party Mix Evening. 18 years and older.
A little heads up from Dormez-vous. Over the years, your body's been shedding kilograms of straight into your aging mattress. That's not even counting millions of crawling little critters. Oh, there should have been a there. When your mattress or pillow is loaded with this much time to switch. During the Time to Switch event at Dormez-vous, get a Kingsdown Twin mattress at the low price of $649. But hurry up, this offer ends soon. Restrictions apply. Speak to a sleep expert for details. Only at Dormez-vous.
It's the biggest event of the year at Matelas Dauphin, the Super Warehouse Sale. Treat yourself to a Dauphin mattress at the lowest price of the year. For example, get 50% off and more on all sizes of the ultra-comfortable Alcove mattress, guaranteed for 15 years with the double specially priced at $499. Many, many other exceptional deals in store. The Super Warehouse Sale at Matelas Dauphin happens once a year, so don't miss it. In store and at matelasdauphin.com. Matelas Dauphin, 100% Quebec company with all mattresses made in Quebec.
Socks with sandals. A mullet? A face tattoo? It's time to make better decisions. During Nissan's Decide and Drive event, lease a Pathfinder or select Rogue models and choose from one of three great offers. A Nissan bonus up to $1,500. An accessory credit up to $1,500. Or 3 years of prepaid maintenance. Visit your Nissan dealer and make every decision a winner. Until April 30th, on approved credit, conditions apply. Details at Nissan.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, good to see you. Is that bubble wrap on your foot?
Yeah, I've been hiding my gross toe.
Oh, that's toenail fungus.
It just looks gross.
It's actually a contagious infection that won't go away on its own. It can get worse and spread to other nails if you don't treat it.
Not my other toes.
But there are prescription treatments that can be applied directly to the nail.
Think you might have toenail fungus? Talk to your doctor.
Since March 1st, all 100 milliliter to 2 liter plastic beverage bottles have become refundable.
That includes all water and juice bottles, even milk and liquor bottles in plastic.
Return yours today. A message from Kosing Axiom.
At Metro, we make finding quality local products a no-brainer. Just spot the Made in Canada and Made in Quebec labels in-store to buy groceries that support our producers and our economy. Eating delicious homegrown food and shopping locally have never been simpler. With every purchase, you're contributing to the growth of local businesses and farmers. Enjoy fresh, sustainable choices while supporting the community around you. Metro, proud to be your Quebec grocer since 1947. Change is a constant in life, but certain things are worth holding on to. Like the armchair you fell for. This one is a must keep. Until April 21st, save 15% on all regularly priced furniture and accessories in store and at must.ca. Find your must keeps.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom.
No, he's exactly like his father.
BMR. Built for pros.
Hey, hun, wanna...
Build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea!
Watch a movie?
BMR. Built for pros.
La Canadienne's warehouse sale, 3 days only. Discover a wide range of shoes, sandals, boots, handbags, coats, and accessories, all at unbeatable prices. La Canadienne's warehouse sale, 5745 Paris in Mount Royal. Visit us today, 9 to 7, tomorrow, 9 to 3.
If a good time sounds like... or golden hour tastes like, and getting back to yourself feels like, you've got a sense of New Brunswick.
The Quebec Designer's Big Fashion Sale from April 10th to 13th at Marché Bassecourt, 325 Rue de la Commune. Buy local. Discounts up to 70% on your favorite Quebec fashion designers. Nadia Toto, Au Noir, and more. Braderie de Mode Québécoise.com.
Get ready, Kirkland. This weekend, the Beat is coming to ISOD for an epic day of fun. Jump, flip, and vibe to the best hits while scoring awesome prizes and surprises. You don't want to miss this. Join us at ISOD Kirkland this weekend. Visit ISOD.ca for details. Let's jump. Save big on designer glasses now at Gratianscaff. Until April 27th, save $150 on a complete pair with lenses made here in Montreal and designer frames. Chantal Gravel Optician. Bring your prescription or book your eye exam on Gratianscaff.com.
When you get into a new Prius plug-in, you might find yourself volunteering to drive your friends hours away from civilization to a festival of a music genre that before this morning, you never knew existed. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can discover exciting new models like the Prius plug-in and find out how Toyota takes you there. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Quebec Toyota dealer today.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez Vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez Vous's Time to Switch event.
Hey, Kim, how are the roses? Because we're 30 seconds away from Can't Be Lee.
The roses look good. It's Friday. The trouble spot seems to be on the northern side. 640 East filling in around Rue Saint-Eustache to get onto the 13. 13 South slowing 440 to Henri Bourassa and then Côte de l'Est to the 20. 15 South, you're crowded the 440 down to the Met. Met West slow moving from La Corderie right through to DeCary. 40 East, Illatort reaching for the 30-40 split. Crowded around the 13, fills in at Cavendish. And the 20 East, the Gallipot yo-yoing between DeLille and Don Quichotte. Then it slows between 55th and Ville-Saint-Pierre. Now until Wednesday, visit Pharmaprix for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
We have an amazing prize this morning.
But he's positive you can't beat Lee.
I got really excited about this amazing prize we're giving away on Friday. Okay, sorry about that. Listen, it is what it is. I love Spa Scandinave, and we're giving away a double access to the Parcours Thermal at the Spa Scandinave in Mont-Tremblant.
Yeah, and Spa Scandinave invites you to slow down and experience a true disconnection.
Oh, I love it.
I keep on thinking you're saying like a dis as in an insult.
No.
Yeah.
Disconnection.
Maybe you shouldn't pause.
Okay. Spa Scandinave invites you to slow down and experience a true disconnection.
There you go. Perfect. And who's on the line, Jonathan, this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Jonathan, are you ready to beat Lee?
I'm going to try. I'll do my best.
All right.
Good luck with that. Ain't going to happen.
All right.
Lee's leaving the studio. All right. So here are the rules, Jonathan. 30 seconds on the clock, 6 questions. They progressively get harder. You can choose to pass on them, but we're not going to be coming back to them, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Here we go. How many sides does an octagon have?
8.
Who's the Prime Minister of Canada?
Mark Carney.
The mojito cocktail originated from what country?
Mexico.
What was Pixar's first feature film?
Monster Inc.
Does Australia divide itself into states or provinces?
States.
Androphobia is the fear of what?
Uh, men.
Okay. All right. Okay, great. Well done, Jonathan. We're going to bring Lee back into the studio.
Right.
All right, Lee.
You know what? We learn something every day with Can't Beat Lee.
Yeah.
With these questions.
Yeah.
I don't, because I always know the answers.
Oh, stop. Oh, that's so cocky. Oh.
Yeah.
No, I hope he wins.
Everyone's rooting for me to lose extra right now. Sorry about that.
Okay, go.
Okay, here we go, Lee. How many sides does an octagon have?
8.
Who is the Prime Minister of Canada?
Mark Carney.
The mojito cocktail originated from what country?
It's Cuban, Cuba.
What was Pixar's first feature film?
Toy Story.
Does Australia divide itself into states or provinces?
States?
Androphobia is the fear of what?
Andrew.
Andrew. I didn't say Andrew. Andrew.
I don't know what it
Androphobia.
Is. Androphobia. I don't
know. All right.
Okay.
There's always like, it's all the phobias, all the fears.
Yeah.
Is it Andrew? Are we scared of Andrew?
No, it's Andrew.
Androphobia.
Oh, Androphobia.
Andro like android, like robots?
Nope.
Nope.
Actually, Jonathan knew that one. It is the fear of
men.
Named Andrew? I was close.
Jonathan,
no, you were not close at all.
You knew that one. Lee did not know that one. But the truth is that Lee knew all of the other 5 questions. So he knew that the mojito cocktail originated from Cuba.
Yeah.
And that Toy Story was Pixar's first feature film.
Yeah. And do you know who was involved in the making all that possible? It was Steve Jobs from Apple.
Huh.
Because at the time, there was a collab between Pixar and Apple. It was when he was going back to the company.
You do know a lot of things. I'm impressed. I can't even speak. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. Congratulations, Lee.
Well, thank you. You know what you got to say.
Oh, yeah. This morning, I was not able to beat Lee.
Well, so formal.
Thanks for playing.
Jonathan.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Still have that prize to give away if you want to go to Spaghetti Nav in Mont Tremblant.
Yeah.
Just text the word
Toy Story
to
92925.
Yeah. Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. Got no reason not to celebrate. Oof. 5 minutes away from the easiest quiz in the world.
Someone is going to be $1,000 richer, and what a way to kick off your weekend. $1,000 more in your pocket if you can get all of these answers correctly.
Not if.
When.
It is that easy, okay? 8 o'clock sharp. Don't miss it. Easiest quiz in the world.
The Beat Breakfast Club has
3 things you need to know.
Baby carrots are trending in Quebec.
At least it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm loving this.
We're trending for a good reason.
It's so good. And baby carrots will be trending for a while if François Legault has anything to do with it. So the government of Quebec is going to be investing $5 million in baby carrots.
Yes.
Make baby carrots great again.
No, that's not how it was said.
No.
You're ruining it.
$5 million to build a new packaging and processing plant to produce baby carrots, the first of its kind in Quebec.
It's good because we didn't have any mini carrots from Quebec.
Okay. This makes me like François Legault even more because he's so endearing and he just sounds cute. And I feel like I'm watching like a Tickle Me Elmo kind of episode from Sesame Street.
Yeah, he's very excited about it.
And I know he's very excited about it. But then I'm thinking to myself, $5 million on baby carrots in Quebec. We have so many things that are failing in this province. Why are we so fixated on spending $5 million on baby carrots?
Because I've probably already spent $5 million on baby carrots because I buy them all the time. I absolutely love them. And if I could buy my baby carrots from right here, I'd be so happy about that.
And it's baby carrots.
And it's baby carrots.
We didn't have any mini carrots from Quebec.
Oh, it's mini carrots.
It's mini carrots.
You know, then I'm going to say, but we also don't have a REM that's working yet. Maybe we should put that $5 million towards the REM and make that be done.
Or fixing our potholes.
Or fixing, oh my God, that's right? Another story altogether.
Or baby carrots.
It's good because we didn't have any mini carrots from Quebec.
It doesn't get old. So no, to build this plant, by the way, it costs like $25 million. Uh-huh. There's other investors. Quebec is just giving a bit of a loan to do this. But it's all part of a bigger plan. It's to bring in new revenue streams, right? So you want to be able to export things to this new market called the rest of Canada. Mm-hmm. That's what Legault said. Mm-hmm. And to Europe. That's what they're looking for.
And creating more jobs.
And creating more jobs. It brings in more money. We're not as reliant to import baby carrots from the States, right? Mm-hmm. But now we also know that we have a new slogan.
Yeah, I love this one.
Here in Quebec.
Quand on achète Québécois, on se trompe pas.
No.
We're not trumped when we buy local.
I like the play on words.
That's really nice. And just remember, let's make baby carrots great again.
You need to stop that.
No? Sorry. Really passionate about baby carrots.
It's good because we didn't have any mini carrots from Quebec.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup. So another play on words is that we're having a new Habs player. He got into Toronto yesterday. His name is Ivan Demidov, but people call him the demigod because he's so talented, and he was welcomed like a rock star yesterday. So basically, he arrived with his girlfriend to a gathering of fans who wanted to welcome him to his new home. And Lee, you taught me something new today. His jersey's actually going to be number 93. Mm-hmm. And you said, I love that number. And I said, why? And you said?
Because that's the last year the Habs won the Stanley Cup.
You manifest it, right? Oh, you got goosebumps. Okay, it is great.
So welcome to Demidov, and the Canadians will be playing tonight, 7 p.m. against the Ottawa Senators. Go Habs, go!
Okay, so if you are a parent of a student or you are a student and you're looking to study abroad, I wish I did this when I was younger. That's my one regret, is not studying outside of the province, right, of Canada. So, we all have our dream places that we would have liked to have studied. Uh-huh. Mine was Los Angeles or maybe Juilliard in New York City. No, I'm not talented. I can't dance. I can't play an instrument, but I wanted to go to the Fame School.
Yeah.
I'm gonna live forever. Okay, never did that. But there are a lot of students who are making this decision. And it turns out that there was this new survey that was done on about 1,000 students asking them, where is your favorite place in the world for a higher education? And these international students said that Canada was at the top of their list.
Get out of here.
Canada.
Well, we have great education here. You think of Concordia, you think of McGill. Like, we have amazing, amazing schools. And it's great that people are choosing Canada.
There's no way they're choosing Montreal just because of the quality of the schools. It's because we're also known as a party city.
No.
It's got...
McGill has a great reputation.
Yeah, it really does.
Don't knock McGill.
Yeah, but the bars around McGill, even better reputation. Okay.
So here's the thing. They're of the top five places to study abroad. The U.S. does come in at number one at 58%, but Canada comes in at 56%.
Oh, after that's great.
The U.K.
Of course.
Germany and Australia.
Australia, I mean, please. Let's go.
Can you imagine studying down under and with the Aussies?
What are you studying?
Oh. Yeah, exactly. You are not studying.
Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, man.
You understand totally. Oh, my God. I'm getting hot in here.
All right. We're about 30 seconds away from the easiest quiz in the world. First, Kim, how's traffic?
Lighter than usual because it's Friday. Med West, slow moving from La Cordaire to DeCary, 40 East. The Illichorts reaching for the 30-40 split. After that, it gets crowded around the 13, fills in at Cavendish. 20 East, the Gallipo yo-yoing between DeLille and Don Quichotte. Then it slows between 55th and Ville-Saint-Pierre. CAA members always save 3 cents per liter at Shell. Plus, spend less time at the pump with the Shell app. Download it today. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal traffic.
Okay, so I'm loving this weather forecast because we were supposed to have snow mixed with rain today and rain over the weekend, but things have changed for the better. So today, cloudy. We do have some drizzling this morning, but the rain will be stopping midday. We're going to get sunny breaks this afternoon, and then it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. So tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds with a high of 12. Sunday and Monday, sunshine with highs of 14 and 15. So it's going to feel like spring.
This is terrace weather.
This is terrace weather, right?
It's 1 o'clock.
How do we get you some money to spend on that terrace? Let's do this. Time for the easiest quiz in the world. 30 seconds to answer 10 easy questions. When you do that, $1,000. Text the words easiest quiz to 92925 now.